This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hey, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
This is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
We would like to welcome you to our 52nd episode of our podcast, where we review the trends in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine. In this episode, we have three trends that we're going to discuss. We have three recommended readings we're going to pass along to you. And as we always do, we end by looking into the crystal ball and making some predictions. So, start us out, Abby, with our three trends.
Thanks, Tim. Yes, you and I noticed three big trends these last 2 weeks. The first one is going to come as no surprise to our regular listeners because we've been harping on this for a while, and that is virtual reality. Google efforts were numerous, at least reports of Google efforts were numerous this past 2 weeks. Samsung and Oculus Rift reports were also out there. PlayStation VR got some very good reviews. And I realize it's a little bit silly, but VR and Star Wars were made for each other. And they did make it, they put the Star Wars teaser into a virtual reality presentation. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we flipped that into our magazine, so you could take a look at that.
And it's worth seeing. Okay, so the second trend that we noticed was online learning. Online learning has gotten a lot more media attention, even though it regularly gets media attention. It got a lot more these past 2 weeks. In general, online learning came up in any number of situations. Specifically, we saw Udemy's efforts highlighted, kind of for a bad reason, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And there was an article in the New York Times about how online classes tend to have a greater appeal for affluent learners, although appeal isn't quite the right word. There are more affluent learner completers of online instruction. Then we also saw Course Buffet, which is a new organization that organizes courses found in a variety of places into essentially a do-it-yourself online degree program. It's not accredited. It doesn't give you a diploma, but it gives you specific skill sets if you follow the different courses. At least that's Course Buffet's assertion. We also saw some studies done about online learners and students with disabilities. So this all kind of goes into a single trend of focus on online learning. The third trend that we saw this past 2 weeks was security and neutrality. Again, these are trends that have come up recently and continue, but that we saw a lot more information about this. Google tracking students came under some scrutiny and some criticism. Udemy's problem was that they are using, in some cases, pirated content. And this was cause for concern and certainly a cause for tremendous discussion. Net neutrality, which we thought was already pretty much established, the FTC is continuing to have to defend its neutrality rulings. So it went to court again this past 2 weeks. There was the hack from VTech, which allowed a lot of children's images to get posted and some information about parents and children together. And finally, we also saw a ruling from a court about whether or not using your computer at work for things that are not within the organization's policy for computer use, what are the ramifications of that? And what we discovered, at least from this court's ruling, was there are no ramifications from that.
What a sigh of relief.
Well, I mean, you know, for all of us who check our Amazon accounts or our Gmail every now and then. So those were the three major trends. We have two other things that we want to mention because they're kind of important to us within the field. One is the demise of Flash, which, you know, Flash has been sort of engaged in a sort of a slow, steady decline for a few years now. But really, even now, Adobe is saying, okay, don't use Flash for interactivity anymore. And they've basically rebranded the software into an animation tool, which, for those of us who've been around a really long time, know that Flash was originally an animation tool that then grew into an interactivity tool. So they've sort of repurposed it back to its original purpose. And the other one, which seems to come up annually now, right around this time of year, is the Hour of Code. And the idea that everybody should be trying at least to learn code for an hour's worth. It's actually a heck of a lot of fun. I've done it in years past.
Yeah, me too.
And so we just thought we'd give that a bit of an observation for those of you who are following the trends. And that's what we have going on for these past 2 weeks, Tim.
Okay, now let's move into our three recommended readings that we have for this episode.
Yes, three recommended readings that we have. The first one is Five Secrets to Awesome User Design by Amber Lee Turner for The Next Web. And this is a really good article, actually. I think we both agree that this is kind of good, five key points about creating a good user experience. Not necessarily for instruction, but certainly instructional designers should keep these in mind. The second one, and now we're just getting a little, these are a bit light for, it's that time of year when we're all working hard to finish things up at the end of a season, whether it's a semester season or just the annual season for you. So we thought we'd keep them kind of light. 61 Ways to Know You Are Talking to an Instructional Designer by Joshua Kim for Inside Higher Ed. It's 61 key points, and I think 59 of them spoke directly to me. I was amazed at how accurate these were.
I agree with you. Me too.
And so we recommend taking a look at that. And then the final one is for all of our technophiles out there. And of course, we all know, you know, who we are. This is from actually Architecture and Design. So it's kind of an offbeat source for us. 25 Things You Didn't Know About Technology. Almost no one knows about number 7. It was posted by MMK on Architecture and Design. And for those of you who don't mind spoilers, number 7 is that the very first Apple logo featured Sir Isaac Newton sitting underneath a tree with an apple about to hit his head. It's sort of a classic woodcut type of design. And I thought that was kind of a fun factoid. So those are our three readings for this episode, Tim.
As a reminder, you can find those links in the show notes, and we'll share that our website at the end of this episode. Okay, that brings us to the crystal ball. What do we see over the next 2 weeks? What are we predicting?
What we are predicting for the next 2 weeks is, again, very predictably, very reliably, more information about VR and AR. Google's efforts with Cardboard and virtual exhibitions, we suspect, will continue to kind of headline. But also, especially as we're getting toward the toy time of year with the Christmas season and the holiday season in general, interactive toys and the concept of toys to life, which is more of an AR thing than a VR thing, but it's definitely a thing, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, and just want to put a shout out to another website that I run. I just did an interview with Kershat Kagulte, and I always mispronounce his name. Sorry, Kershat. He is a professor at Middle Eastern Technical University, and he's done a lot of research on smart toys. So it falls within the interactive toys that we're predicting. So I'll leave the website URL for that in the show notes as well, if you'd like to take a look at and listen to the interview I had with him just recently.
And I'm going to highly recommend that because I'm a huge fan of Kershat's work. Tim, you and I have known Kershat now for, gosh, it's been like 20 years. And meaning no offense to you, he's smarter than both of us put together and well worth listening to.
Yeah, no problem. There's no offense taken. I would say he's as smart as both of us times two.
So then the other crystal ball issues that we see include security issues and privacy concerns. These are not going to go away. And we really haven't seen any full resolution on any of these yet. So we anticipate that in the next 2 weeks, we'll be hearing a lot more about security and privacy as it relates to internet use and web-based instruction. Finally, we are looking forward to seeing more design-oriented articles. There's been an uptick in these over the past 6 months or so. And we anticipate that we'll see more of these, and these are well worth seeing. I personally like when we get more of these design-oriented articles in the media because I think it speaks to the heart of what we in educational technology do. which is help to design the best possible instruction using the appropriate tools. So we both foresee this and hope to see more of it. And those are our crystal ball predictions for this episode, Tim.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of our 52nd episode of our podcast. We'd like to thank our viewers and followers of our Flipboard magazine and our subscribers of our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher. To view the show notes for this episode and to also listen to past episodes of our podcast, you can visit our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode airs on December 21st.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.